Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Anti-loitering measures are back in effect in metro stations across Montreal. Montreal's Transit Authority, the STM, says it is a matter of safety, but some homelessness advocacy groups say this policy is dangerous, especially given current extreme heat. The move-along orders will be enforced until the end of April 2026. They had previously been enforced during the winter. STM spokesperson Amélie Regis told CJLO that the policies were, quote, effective in promoting safety and cleanliness in the metro stations, unquote. The STM reported that during their previous enforcement of the anti-loitering laws, crime in stations was reduced by 2%, and the reported sense of safety among commuters who responded to a survey went up 8 points from 2024. But with extreme heat affecting Montreal and more high temperatures expected throughout the summer, some advocates say these policies are irresponsible. David Chapman is the executive director of Resilience Montreal, a group focused on cases of chronic homelessness with specific focus on Indigenous communities. Chapman had this to say.
When loitering laws are being enforced and people are simply being kicked out of the metros, well, they're just going to go find their own solutions, you know, and yes, sometimes this will mean that they find a shaded space where they are with other people, but it will also mean that others will just head out on their own. And whenever you're displacing the unhoused community, there's always a portion of them who are just going to go make their own solution. And frequently that means just hiding away somewhere where they're just going to be left alone. But the problem with this is that when you're alone, and if you happen to be using street drugs, the probability of an early death has just risen.
Chapman says that safety and cleanliness are undeniably important in metro stations, but would like to see more patience and understanding about the situations unhoused people are in.
It's true that sometimes people will feel unsafe in the presence of the unhoused. But then the question is, well, so how do we address that? You know, what are these better alternative spaces where the unhoused community can be? And so instead of waiting to set up those spaces, we've just gone and just, you know, well, we'll banish the unhoused from loitering in the metros. And so that just means what? They find their own solutions.
Resilience Montreal is currently running a new program which mediates relations between unhoused and housed people in neighborhoods with the goal of fostering more understanding. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.